Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Woj.
Yes, sir.
Did you see the news earlier today?
Don't do it. Bogey, don't do it. See, I know you're going to bring stuff up about the Lions, and then you're going to suck me in and make me make a declaration about the Lions. And I feel like all we do is make Lions fans nervous and squeamish about their team.
Okay.
And that's not nice to do.
Here, I won't do it in a way that, you know, I'm going to somehow try to bait Lions fans. Okay. Can we just present some news?
Okay. Present what you've heard.
Yeah. Okay. So apparently out of Green Bay.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, you know, Aaron Rodgers, number 12,
yeah,
quarterback for the Packers,
you
know, beats the Lions regularly.
Sure,
he's a nemesis. Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to do that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Don't stop.
He returned to the practice field.
No!
And,
it's over.
Took
it
some
is
snaps.
Over.
Well,
the Lions
supposed
season
to do
ends at 5-4.
Well, look.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We've talked about...
I wasn't supposed to do that.
Yeah, we really kind of blew this one, didn't we? We've talked about Aaron Rodgers potentially, you know, making his return the final week of the season as the Packers come, you know, to Ford Field once again, thinking that there could be, you know, divisional implications on the line. He's not doing anything, you know, fully participating. He was just off to the side taking some snaps, but...
But is he ahead of schedule?
Yeah.
They say 2 weeks, he might be...
I believe they play Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. Oh. Let me pull it up.
Wait, what happened to the... He's out for the year. Maybe he'll come back for that last game.
He could potentially be back December 17th when they go to Carolina to take on the Panthers. Then they play the Vikings. And then it's the Lions on New Year's Eve.
I thought the Lions were done with that. I really did think that there was maybe the last game of the season, supposedly, right?
They said possibly as soon as the Carolina game. So,
sorry, Lions fans.
More evidence that the division could potentially be slipping away. Not only that, you got a Vikings team that continues to win games, had an impressive win over the Redskins. I just, you know, you go on the road this Sunday against the Chicago Bears, the Bears defense. That's pretty good. The Lions offense hasn't looked great. You just struggled at home with the Browns.
You know what?
I said
I wasn't going to do it, but I just have to be honest. And I'm not. And just like I wasn't, it wasn't mean or fake to warn Lions fans about the Browns, which I think proved to be true.
Mm-hmm.
A dangerous team. And legitimately warned, although I thought the Lions would win, and they did by 14. I'm going to do it again this week, and I'm just being 100% honest with you. I think the Lions are going to lose in Chicago.
Oh, boy.
And this isn't one of those...
There's really no way of saying that without freaking out Lions fans, by the way.
I guess there isn't. Okay, what if I say this? I think they're going to lose in Chicago, and then I think on Thanksgiving they're going to beat Minnesota.
Oh, okay, that makes them feel better, yeah.
And I'm just being 100%, because I was going over all the Lions-Bears stuff today, you know, because I'm coming up with my pick and I got to get ready for Big Game Bob Friday with Avani and the TJ Lang. And the Bears' defense is really pretty damn good. Like, they crushed the Panthers a few weeks ago, 17-3. They went down to New Orleans and lost 20-12, only 20 points to the Saints. They beat in Pittsburgh, and they're 3-6, but they're playing a rookie. They started the season with Mike Glennon, so you're going to automatically be 3-6 no matter what happens. But now they're playing Trubisky, who threw for a career-high 279 yards last week. Mm-hmm. They lost to the Packers. They run the ball pretty effectively. It's going to be 34 degrees and cold and windy in Chicago. Last year when the Lions went to Chicago, Stafford was awful. Remember, Stafford and Golden Tate had that miscommunication. It was a bad loss.
And Golden Tate was benched, even though Jim Caldwell still a year later won't confirm that Golden Tate was benched in
exactly.
that game. Yeah.
And so the double whammy we just delivered to you, Not doing the sphincter check or anything like that. You poor Lions fans have had enough of that, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But Aaron Rodgers might be back with three games left in the season.
Yep.
The Vikings refuse to lose, and they have the Rams at home this week. And your chubby little buddy Wojo Dom is here. Not for effect, not for any other reason than breaking it down, thinks that the Lions are going to lose to the Bears on Sunday, which would put them 5-5, but I don't think that knocks them out of anything. This is how the NFL works. Are you starting to get a little squeamish? And not because we're doing it, but just you're in your own, you Lions fans out there, are you starting to get a little squeamish?
Let me help you out here.
Yeah.
248-539-9797.
Oh, boy.
Okay, ticket text is at 97136.
Oh, boy.
I came on these airwaves just last week and said, this is the Lions division. They can do this. They can take it. They're going to have an easy ho-hum win over the Browns. What happened since that time? Lions went out there and struggled with Cleveland through, you know, three quarters. I thought it was an embarrassment. I thought the Vikings were going to lose to the Redskins in Washington. That didn't happen. Case Keenum continues to impress at the quarterback position, and they have a go-to guy in Teddy Bridgewater if they end up needing him potentially. Now you get the Aaron Rodgers news. Now Wojo, who is absolutely, you know, just always trying to be Mr. Positive. You got him going with the Bears this weekend against the Lions.
I'm not rooting for it. I'm just breaking it down.
Absolutely. I just want to know this. As a Lions fan, do you feel like this team has a better chance of winning the division or simply not winning the division? Where are you at this point? 248-539-9797. A ticket text is at 97136.
Can I give you something else?
Of course. More evidence?
You know, the Football Outsiders website that does all the statistical probabilities. I think it's called Football Outsiders, right?
Uh-huh.
I looked at that. Lions' chance of making the playoffs, according to them, statistical probability of Lions making the playoffs, 37%. Statistical probability of the Lions winning the NFC North, 19%.
See,
those are the numbers speaking. Those aren't your chubby and skinny jean little friends here speaking. Those are the statistical probabilities. So, yes, but this is not a surprise to me. I didn't think the NFC North was in the bag or anything. The furthest I would say is, yes, it's their best chance, even better than last year, because last year Stafford was injured and the schedule was rough down the stretch. But as far as if they don't win it this year, they'll never win. I never was going that far, and because of these things that we're describing.
Couple of things out there for you. 248-539-9797. We still have a lot of ticket text we can get to. Again, based on how the Wings and Pistons have played so far, the fight last night, have those two teams reeled you back in watching them on a nightly basis? But wanted to bring this Lions thing up. There is some negative things going on out there. I think things that would discourage the Lions fan. But is there a better chance of this team winning the division or just not winning it at this point? Are you confident in this team, or does everything add up to
you've changed?
The Lions are going to blow it. I have, and
you've
it
changed.
Hasn't taken very long at all.
You've changed. And I'm just going to warn you, if and when the Lions lose to the Bears on Sunday, don't burn your Lions jerseys. Wait and see what happens Thursday against the Vikings.
I'm not waiting for that.
That's all I'm saying.
97 won the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.